I'm Juliet Fromholt, and this evening we've been talking about all kinds of cool things you can do this weekend. Most importantly, a really cool show at Jilly's. It's a showcase of all kinds of rock and roll and hip-hop. Our previous guests, God Bless and Asher Jones and Night Beast, are going to be playing at that show, as well as West. It's Kelly Deal and Nick Eddy's project, Yakuza Heart Attack. And our next guests, they are good friends of the show, and have a new EP that's coming out and all sorts of other exciting local music news. But before we get to any of that, let's take a listen to some new music. This is brand new stuff from the Smug Brothers. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. New tunes from the Smug Brothers. That's from their new EP. It's called Treasure Virgins. I can talk today. We want to welcome the Smug Brothers and good friends of the show, Kyle Melton and Don Thrasher. Welcome, guys. Don? Hey, there we go.
Hey, how are you, Julia?
I'm good. I'm switching microphones so much this evening that I forgot what switch we were on. But welcome, Kyle and Don. Very glad to have you both back in the studio. And last time we were here, we were talking about Dayton Music Fest. But a couple times before that, we were talking about Smug Brothers stuff. What have the Smug Brothers been up to this past year?
Regrouping, mostly.
Yeah.
We spent some time trying to find a new bass player, and that happened, I guess, over the summer. Joined us. Shane Sullivan is playing bass with us now. So we really spent like a year kind of spinning our wheels, trying to find a bass player, trying to not find a bass player. I don't know. It was kind of weird. But so it's been going good. We've been playing a few shows. We played Louisville and Columbus and a couple shows in Dayton with him, or just one?
A couple. And then Cincinnati as well.
In Cincinnati, right. So it's been good. We're slowly getting back, getting our feet back into us. And we got some the show Saturday, which we're looking forward to, and a show in January at Canal Street. So we've got a few things coming up.
Very cool, very cool. And you've got a brand new EP. Tell me about this.
Oh, what do you want to know? we're really excited about it. We've had it was supposed to come out in July, and we had issues with it getting done in time, as usual.
And the mastering and whatnot.
Yeah. So we took a step back, and now we're taking a step forward. A lot of this stuff is kind of older. Some of these tracks date back to me and Don working in my living room back in like 2009. The one you just heard, though, How Different We Are, we finished that in February, March, with Dale Robbins from Motel Beds, and that was the last thing we did with our old bass player, Mark Betts, so we're excited to finally get all this stuff out.
And you're releasing it on a kind of an interesting format, at least from some people's perspective. What factored into the decision to put this out on cassette?
There are a few people around, putting out cassette releases. I mean, it's not something that's ever gone away completely. I mean, there are a few people that have kind of stuck to that format. And I don't know, Kyle and I just kind of, I guess, had gotten copies of some local cassettes that, like, Hirokin recently put out a cassette, and the Footbinder guys, and, Factotum has been putting out cassettes for a while. And we kind of were looking at the model that they do, where they give you sell the cassette, but you get the digital download with it too. So you get the analog and digital together. So you can still put it in your iPod or your whatever pod you have and play it. So old school, new school, a little bit combined. So we're going to give it a try and see what happens. So we're kind of reviving my old label, Gas Daddy Go, which I did in the 80s and 90s, and a little bit, off and on. It was never a real serious thing, but we put out quite a few things. We did cassettes back in the day and also did CDs and a little bit of vinyl, 7 inches and things. So we're hoping to, I don't know if we'll be doing any CDs, but, we're hoping to get into vinyl here sometime and things like that. But in the new year, we'll have releases from quite a few local bands, Motel Beds, and who else? King Elk, O'Condor,
Astro Fang,
Me and Mountain. So we got a lot of people interested in kind of in the queue, as it were, to kind of have a big 2012, we hope, with the new Revive label and all that stuff. And hopefully we'll have a full length in 2012 as well. So,
And if when you release that full length, is the idea going to be to offer it on exclusively analog format with a download code, or for a full length, would you consider doing like a CD and an analog, or have you even thought about that yet?
Well, we haven't really got that far yet, but most likely if we issue a full length, it'll be probably either the cassette, stick with the cassette, or we'd obviously like to do vinyl. So, and then with the digital download code, so we'll probably put it out that way.
Yeah, not too many CDs. I mean, it seems like it's kind of going the way of the dinosaur almost. So we'll see. I mean, we're not going to say no to anything, because sometimes that might be the most economical way to go. So we just have to take it on a case-by-case basis, and we're definitely not going to say no. But right now, we're looking at the cassettes and really looking, hopefully, to do vinyl. So it's definitely a goal.
As far as the cassettes go, I know that VHS cassettes have become sort of this niche collector's market. Do you find that audio cassettes are the same way, and does that allow you to reach maybe a different type of music fan?
I guess we'll find out about that. It's kind of an experiment from us. But, I mean, there is that kind of analog group of people that definitely collect cassettes. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal just like a month or so ago about that exact thing, people collecting tape players and going and buying old blank cassettes or old factory cassettes, and just collecting all that stuff. So we'll see if we can tap into that a little bit. I mean, certainly. But, I mean, the main thing is we're just about the music and trying to write good songs that people want to listen to. So whatever it takes, if we have to sell them on flash drive, I guess we could think about doing that as well. I mean, I guess I'm not against that. You could put all kind of stuff on a flash drive, so.
It's true. Tell me about the decision to revive the label? Was it just something that, as you were getting ready to release the Smug Brothers album, came up, or was it something that y'all had been thinking about for a while?
Oh, no. As far as I know, we weren't really thinking about it. We hadn't talked about it at all, and it just kind of came down to, well, how are we going to put this Treasure Virgins thing out? And, again, seeing how like bands like Hirokin and Footbinder are putting out cassette, it seemed like, well, that seems like a lot more fun than putting out another CD. And I put the idea to Don, like, hey, wouldn't it be more fun to put out a cassette? And, you know, and he's like, well, yeah, sure. I was thinking about reviving Gas Daddy Go anyway. I guess he'd been thinking about that on his own. And so we just kind of went with that, and here we are.
Yeah, and I think it actually was like the day after Music Fest that we started talking about
it. Yeah, it was like right
stuff.
After that.
It was like that weekend. And maybe we were just delirious from all the work that we had done putting into that. We might wake up in January and kick ourselves in the butt for even attempting to do this. But it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, at the time, it's like, well, now what are we going to do with all that time that we were spending on Music Fest? We should definitely get into another project, because right. What else would we do with our time? Because we're so bored.
But there is a lot of great music in town. And, you know, I mean, I've always, even when I wasn't running the label, I've always, you know, I look at stuff and go, well, I would love to put out something from those guys. I wish more people would hear this. I wish I could help them do that, you know. And I guess that's kind of what we're trying to do here, you know, the people we like, because there's so much good music, you know. I mean, and it a lot of times only falls, you know, in a select group of people that hear it. And we'd like to try to do our part to kind of let everybody work together and try to grow this thing so people really know what the heck's going on around here.
Absolutely. And are you going to focus exclusively on local releases, or do you envision maybe expanding into, you know, say regional artists, or even, you know, connections you have with artists around the country?
Well, I mean, we're going to start with local just because it's there, and we definitely want to give a voice to that. But I mean, we've kicked around the idea of some national regional stuff. I mean, because we do know a lot of people around that I think would maybe enjoy working with us. So again, we'll see where it goes. I don't know.
Right. We don't want to bite off too much, you know, too soon, because we have a lot of people already asking us to, you know, to do stuff, and we just take it on a case by case basis. But we definitely would love to be able to branch out and work with some other people, I think.
Well, where can people go both to get more information about future releases from the label and to get the Smug Brothers album?
You can find all that on Bandcamp. For the Smug Brothers specifically, just go to smugbrothers.bandcamp.com, and Gas Daddy Go, just go to gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com.
Very cool.
Pretty
very
simple.
Cool. What other big plans do you guys have for 2012? I mean, I know you've got, you know, another Dayton Music Fest coming up, and the label. Any more big projects, dare I ask?
Survival is a good one.
That's
yeah,
a good
no,
one.
I don't think so. I don't think we got anything else other than, you know, like we said, work on a new full length. We've got tons of material, some of it halfway recorded and some not recorded but ready to go. So we just got to kind of snap into that mode again and get back to recording, because that's really, I mean, that's one of the things we love to do. We like to get out and play music for people, but I mean, there's just something about getting in there and laying down a song and being able to walk out and have something you can listen to either that day or maybe a couple weeks later or whatever it is. But I never get tired of that. Never. Never.
And so you said you have a lot of material. Are you guys planning on recording? Is this all new stuff or older stuff or a mix? Or
probably a mix. I mean, we've got stuff laying around from previous sessions and stuff over the last couple of years. But, I mean, there's always new songs that we want to throw in the pot and see what we get. So, yeah, it'll probably be a mix. Who knows?
Right. And there's a couple songs that we're playing live now that we haven't recorded that we're hoping to work in, you know, to the next project, whatever that may be, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's always material.
Yeah. Kyle's never got a shortage of songs, that's for sure.
I'm just writing all the time.
Enough.
Well, you guys are playing the show Saturday night at Jilly's. What's it like to be on such a diverse bill? This is a pretty cool group of musicians that's coming together, but it's a lot of different styles. Is that something that you like to do, or do you generally prefer to be, you know, more in line with the same kind of rock and roll? Or what's this going
to
be like for you?
I really only like to play with bands that sound like us, personally. I mean, if they don't sound like us. No, I'm excited. I mean, you know, to have a bill that's so eclectic is really exciting for me. I mean, doing the booking I do at South Park, I mean, I try to mix things up with that. So, I mean, to be on a bill like that is definitely a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of reminds me of back in the 90s at Club Safari, where it would be like hip-hop, rock bands, and everybody kind of playing folk bands and a real cross-section. And a lot of clubs don't like to do that. They like to have like a certain night or whatever. But I think it's cool. We get to expose people to music they wouldn't normally hear. So I'm really looking forward to Saturday. So all the acts are really good. So it's going to be a fun time.
And that's Saturday night at Jilly's. It's The Smug Brothers, West, Yakuza Heart Attack, Night Beast, and God Bless an Asher Jones. And that is an all-ages show. Music starts around 9:30. And Kyle, you mentioned South Park Tavern. Anything coming up that you want to make sure people know about?
Specifically?
Specifically, or
oh, you can. I mean, there's always shows. I mean, you can check out our calendar at southparktavern.com and figure out what you like.
Tonight's Wednesday, so
open mic tonight.
People are there.
You never know what you're going to get at that.
Always a grab bag of fun. Well, guys, is there anything else that you want to let people know about what you're up to, or anything else about the label that you want people to know?
No, just check it out. Like you said, gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com and smugbrothers.bandcamp.com. The EP is brand new. I mean, it's out there online, but we'll officially be releasing it on Saturday and then in stores Tuesday. So
yep.
If you like what you hear, please check it out, because we got more to come. Not just from us, but like I said, Motel Beds and O'Condor. Those will be our next two releases in February. So,
well, we will look forward to those. Once again, check them out Saturday night. It's the Smug Brothers celebrating the release of their EP, Treasure Virgins. We've got West, Yakuza Heart Attack, Night Beast, and God Bless an Asher Jones. Music starts at 9:30. It's at Jilly's, and it is all ages. Kyle, Dawn, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Someday when I'm not broke, I'll kiss my boys goodbye.